Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Justin to Be and Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And today we are talking about the Korean drama Weak Hero Class 1.
And then I guess I will start my show summary. I didn't have a lot of flair for this because I thought it would be better to just do it straight and talk about what the show is about.
Okay.
Okay. Yeon Si-eun is a model student who ranks at the top of his high school. Physically, Si-eun appears weak, but by using his smarts, a pen, and psychology, he fights against violence that takes place inside and outside of his school.
Oh!
That was it?
Succinct!
Very succinct.
I like it. Okay, I'll talk about what I said. Yoon is a model student who excels at school but is physically frail, making him an easy target for bullies who are jealous of his top grades. Based on the webtoon drama of the same name, Weak Hero Class deals with the unlikely band of heroes who serve up justice in their own unique way. The underdog becomes the alpha dog in this Pavlovian classic, fueled by a rocking soundtrack and amazing camera angles, slick edits, and well-placed pen clicks. This drama is a must see.
Oh, wow. I'm glad I went first. Well-placed pen clicks is what I love. Okay, so what did you think of this drama?
I loved it. It was violent. It was so violent that I watched most of it with my hands over my eyes and saying, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But I binged it in a day.
I binged it as well.
Wow.
I didn't know anything about it. I don't know, it was a lull in dramas, or I think one night I was doing late work and I saw new shows and I was like, oh, what's this? Oh, I think they're all available at the same time. I'm like, oh, okay. Clicked it in. And it had me at the first pen click. Yeah. I won't be completely honest.
Right?
It was like, and then all of a sudden he turned around and just hit a student, so you're like, what just happened? And then it went back. Yeah. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
What an intro. The writing was good. The filming style was good.
To me, it was like a musical. It felt like a violent musical.
A violent musical.
Because the editing was so slick, it was just so well done. And with the sound and everything, it just put the drama to a next level, because I'm telling you, when I hear clicking of a pen, I'm like, oh no, what is going to happen?
Yeah.
Right? And certain sounds, you know, and then even if you hear silence, you're like, uh-oh, what's going to interrupt the silence?
Yes.
Like, they did such a good job.
They did a great job.
With my head with the sound.
I get why you call it a musical, because they did a great job, I mean, with their sound editing.
Yes.
Like, to amplify the pen click, there's no pen click I've ever heard that's that loud.
No.
To amplify it like that and to like mix it in, even with the music.
Yeah.
Or the background music that was playing, it was great. Even when there was fight scenes, it was like, I know that from hearing other people talk about when they have to do fight scenes and stuff, it's choreography fight. Like, they have to choreograph everything. Right? But for some reason, usually in fight scenes, it doesn't seem like choreography. It looks so natural. While I found that when I was watching these fight scenes, it did feel like a dance that I enjoyed, because the music was playing really cool, and then the friend was just moving so swiftly. Like,
it was well,
it was well done. It was well choreographed, but I loved how they choreographed it. Like, even how he moved, like, even when the punches came so quick, he was just like ducking them all. Like, it was awesome.
It was like a piece of art. It was really enjoyable.
I'm not gonna lie. So after I finished watching the show,
yeah,
first of all, I think I researched it, because again, I went to this blind, And I was just folding laundry or something. And I was like, oh, this show's awesome. And I think after I finished watching it, I immediately went online, looked it up, found that it was a webtoon, and started reading the webtoon.
Wow. Yeah.
I just think this show was really great.
It's really great.
It was something I didn't know was coming. I just happened upon it, and it was enjoyable.
So, what do some other people have to say about this drama?
There's a few people who had a lot to say. I have one from a bunkie, I would say. Wow, the best teenage drama for me. I don't know. This drama is from a webtoon, and I didn't read the webtoon version, so I don't know what season 2 will be. I just want to say I do love Seon and Soho friendship. It just touched my heart. Bum Suk deserved the life to live like hell for the rest of his life. Even I know about his cruel father, but I can't accept what he did to Soho. I agree. Hope they will be happy. They will be happy for season 2. Hopefully, there'll be happiness for season 2. But I agree that I didn't care. It was one of those things where I saw like abuse from at home, and I was just like, you know what? I don't think that warrants what happened.
No,
it doesn't warrant what you did.
No,
none of it.
No.
Okay.
But, okay, we'll get into that later. But he showed signs of being easily turnable.
He was a turncoat, if I've ever heard of that
term. Yeah. Like,
he was the easiest turncoat ever.
Yeah.
He did so many offenses that the man let go. And you know what? He let go of it, and it was... we'll get into details about this, but, like, he let go of it maybe because he thought he was weak or because he knew that, like, his mind is not there. He doesn't have... Mentally, he's not strong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was... This show was crazy.
It was great.
It was so great.
I have a comment here by K-Drama Review. I can't say too much about Weak Hero Class 1's plot, as I would just spoil everything. But I can say that for just having 8 episodes and each of them being around 40 minutes long, mm-hmm. the pacing of this show is great.
It's amazing.
We get to know these characters, grow with them, and see them through some really effed up stuff is what they wrote. The drama felt short, and yet we covered a lot of ground. The pacing, therefore, was A+. This makes me very excited for Weak Hero 2, Class 2, or whatever the second season will be called. I also might check out the webtoon. Why not? Weak Hero Class 1 gave me Tokyo Revengers vibes, only that we aren't all middle schoolers. In the end, all I can tell you is to watch this. It's one of the best dramas I've seen this year.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. She just mentioned some type of Tokyo show. I need to figure out what that is. So just remind me after. I got to look up and find out what that is.
Okay.
And you know what? She noted something too, that the whole drama I didn't really figure out until the end. And he left. That they were only in middle school.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah. Right?
It was only middle school.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah. Oh, she does give one warning. I have only one warning. There's a lot of physical violence and abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this was a solid 9 out of 10 watch for me.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I have another one. It's from Jihoon, which is actually one of the actresses' names.
Yeah.
Okay, so the best series I've watched. The acting and the script are great. I cried all the time while watching. The emotions are very well handled. Season 2 should definitely come. We want season 2. That's all they said. We want season 2.
I want it too.
I cried multiple times, I think, watching the show.
I can't remember crying. I remember more hiding my face from the...
Listen, when they were in that boxing ring, it was around that time that I did tear up. Because I was so upset.
Yeah, that was an upsetting. We'll get to that.
Okay, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Unlike the other comment, we're definitely spoiling. So that isn't... Yeah. You know. You should know in this job. We don't even say spoiler alert anymore.
No.
But yeah, we're definitely spoiling.
We're definitely spoiling. Okay, I have a comment from Kaukawa Blog. Since I enjoyed Park Ji-hoon and Cho Hyun-wook's previous dramas, Weak Hero Class 1 was on my must-watch list. The drama premiered last night, and it was the only night that I started watching the first episode and didn't expect that I would binge watch the first season of this drama in one day.
Absolutely. Yes. This is a bingeable drama.
Yeah.
This drama was so good, and I don't always recommend Korean dramas to my brother because he's not watching Korean dramas usually.
Yeah.
But I recommended this one. I told him, like, you should watch this one.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how I'm going to have him watch it because he didn't use our Viki subscription. But I was like, you got to watch this. This drama is good.
Was it on Viki we watched it on, or was it Netflix?
It's on Viki.
It's on Viki. Okay.
I didn't watch it on Viki.
I can't remember what I watched it on. It's on Viki, though.
But it's on Viki.
Okay.
Oh, I don't remember if that's why I watched it on either, but it appeared on Viki, I think, later.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have one more comment. It's from Kugiosh. Interesting name. It's definitely a must-watch series. It's hard-hitting themes, an exceptionally crafted story, impressive acting skills with well-executed direction. It's what makes the film flow with such ease and keeps the audience engaged, emotionally invested from the start to finish. Week Hero Class 1 is a visually and emotionally stunning experience like no other series and undeniably meets all the criteria in order to be called a masterpiece.
You know what? It's really great.
It's really great.
As I'm reflecting, it's really great.
It's really good.
It's really great. I'm thinking about our rankings again. I don't know.
No, we got this ranked high. We got this ranked good.
Okay, good. Do we have this ranked correctly?
Guys, this is the second last show we're talking about, so therefore it's ranked number 2.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
You don't think? I think it's ranked correctly.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay.
Are we doubting? Are we like going back and forth between 1 and 2?
Now that I'm thinking, the more I'm thinking about it, because it's been a while since I originally watched it, like, there were no gaps. There were no holes.
But there's no gaps in the number 1 either.
Yeah.
You're right. You know what? You know what?
I think it might be better.
This, okay. I refuse to edit this out of the podcast.
If you look at the
But we're probably going to reverse this order. I agree with you.
If you look at the collective, it was, like what they said, a masterpiece. From start to finish, there was no flaw.
I will agree with you on this.
Yeah.
As I'm thinking back, I'm like, when I think back the fact of this was 8 episodes.
Yeah.
This is only 8 episodes.
Only 8 episodes.
And they did such
and
a great job.
And they had me at hello.
And they wasted no tape, as
they
I like to say.
They wasted no time,
no tape.
There was nothing that was...
No fluff, nothing.
No fluff, nothing. It was just...
It was,
and every aspect of it was amazing.
Yes, and I would say what was great about it is because it was adapted from a webtoon, and when you read webtoons or comics, they don't have time for fluff, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, because its material also had no fluff, it's just like, we added no fluff either. Like,
yeah.
We're getting to what's the juice. And like you and all the subtleties they use for you to get into the mind of some of them. Like, even the one we can't stand.
Yeah.
That character. He was horrible.
Yeah.
But you, like, in his mind, they only showed, like, what, 2, maybe 3 seconds of something for you to get into the psyche of what he was dealing with.
And yet you understood.
And yet you understood what he was dealing with, but you still, like, there's no excuse. Like,
yes.
I understood. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's no excuse.
They didn't spend a whole episode talking about his experiences.
They
spent, like, 2 minutes.
They spent 2 minutes and I got it.
Yeah.
Right away. Yeah. It wasn't like, it was 2 minutes like for like 3 episodes, I think, consistently.
Yeah.
And you were able to piece everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Because you knew from how he was, you're like, this guy, something's off. Something's off at home.
I think we have to flip it.
We're flipping it. It's officially flipped. I refuse to edit where I said before.
Yeah.
This is number 1.
Okay. This is number 1. Yeah.
I feel like we're gonna like record number 1 or something, and then we're gonna be like, man, are we gonna flip it back? No, I don't. No, I do think, yeah, this is number 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, don't quote me on that. It's number 1 right now.
It's number 1 right now. I think it might stay.
I think it might stay.
I'm listening to the comments and what people are saying. I'm just like, you know what? You know, because we watch a lot of dramas.
A lot of dramas.
Right?
This is still stuck with me.
And this... Like, what the comment she meant about a masterpiece and that how it was like a jewel. I'm just like, you know what? I can't find a flaw in it. There was nothing I said I didn't like.
And the other ones, you probably will be able to find that.
We would.
Like, nitpicky stuff. Like, we nitpick. I'm the queen of like random nitpicks, you know. Yeah.
CGI.
I'm gonna say CGI cat. First of all, and I don't even call that a nitpick. That was just like, why?
Yeah.
Why do the CGI cat? Let's get a cat. Like, what was the point? Like, I love that show, but why the CGI cat? What was the point of that? So I get it. There's nitpicks.
Yeah.
I had no nitpicks for this
one. I had none.
None.
I didn't say, oh, I didn't like that choice, or why did they do that, or that was a bad actor, or there was nothing.
Nothing. Everyone, whoever came in, who even had a small role, did their job properly, executed the role properly.
Yeah.
Was this perfect?
Yeah, it was.
It was great.
It was really great.
Okay.
Okay. So, let's talk about some interesting facts.
Yes, and before we get into our interesting facts.
Oh, no, is there a game for me?
I'm lying. I don't have a game for you
for
this one.
Oh, thank God.
Because this is a hard one for you to have a game in. You probably don't recognize half these people in
there.
No,
I don't.
Okay, so we're not doing that one.
Okay, thank you.
I saved you. And honestly and truly, like, you could do a game for me, but I've watched the two leads, the two guys I actually really like in this drama. I've seen them in other stuff, but you probably don't remember seeing them.
I don't remember.
Actually, there's three of them I've seen. Actually, have I seen the girl? I can't remember if I've seen Lee Yoon. But I've watched Park Ji Hoon in one. Cho Hyun Hoon Wook. I watch him. I've seen him in everything he's ever done so far.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed him in all of them. And who was it? Oh, Shin Seung Ho, I've watched him in multiple things too. He was remember At 18, Moment at 18?
Vaguely.
So anyways, he was one of the rich guys, I guess, at the school who liked the girl, but she didn't like him or something. Oh, like
okay.
That's what you would know him from. I've seen him multiple things after that.
Okay.
But yeah, I enjoy him as an actor. But yeah, what fun facts what did you find out about the show?
Okay, so I found out some interesting facts about Cho Hyun Wook, the MMM, or
the fighter.
The fighter. He is currently a gold medalist in Taekwondo, so he actually legit knows how to fight.
Okay, I was trying to find that fact because I'm like, he has to. The way he was moving was
someone. It was too good.
It was someone who knew how to fight.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find this. I know his agent is called Gold Medalist, but I didn't know if he was medalist.
Oh, right.
is that what you're mixed up?
Yeah. He's currently under. Oh, I thought it. I got he was, but no, he's that's his.
So where's the Taekwondo part come from? Okay. Anyways, while she's figuring that out, I'll talk about the overall show.
Let me fact check.
The overall show is, as we mentioned, is based on a webtoon, webcomic.
Yes.
And actually, the show is the prequel to the webcomic. So how the show ends is how that webtoon begins. So the ending scene is the beginning scene of the webtoon.
Oh.
And I think they went back and did a prequel webtoon, I believe, for it. But I think throughout Weak Hero, I think let me see if I can say this name right in the comic, is Yak Han Young Wong. That's what the comic is called.
Okay.
I'm in Korean, but throughout Weak Hero, I think there's a lot of flashbacks, and I think that's how they built the story maybe for the drama.
Yeah.
I can't confirm if there's actually a class one version, but throughout Weak Hero.
Maybe they'll make one after.
Maybe, but throughout Weak Hero, because it's a long running. I don't know how many it is now, but he goes to all these different schools or whatever. It's like school tournaments. It's kind of like Warriors for middle school or whatever. But he, in that, the main line, the story where how this ends is where that school he's at in the end is the school that he is at throughout the comic.
Okay.
But throughout the comic, there's flashbacks to this friend, to his old school that he left.
Yeah.
And I feel like they must have had enough information for them to build what could have happened for this drama.
Or so maybe
I thought it was
the
great.
Writer was on board for this.
Probably the writer was on board, maybe. Or maybe there is a prequel webtoon that I just couldn't find.
Yeah.
But it was.
Or maybe he was on board for it. Maybe
I hope. I think it works really well when they're on board. I don't
think so, because they can help to to flesh out the thing, flesh it out,
and form the story well.
Yeah, and it would be an interesting fact to find out, because the way that it was filmed, or maybe it was just the director's idea, was very much like a webtoon, like a comic. Mm-hmm. Like they did, like you said, no fluff. It's just like, this is what happened. Oh, you know, you just read that's it. The scene's done. There's no extra. You know, as you said, 5-minute walk scenes.
Yeah. So, and like from what I've read so far,
they don't show
parents, right? Yeah. And in this drama, they didn't even show the teachers. It literally just focused on what the webtoon would focus on, which is student relationship.
Wow.
Like these teachers were accessories. Just showed up when you needed some type of order in class. His dad wasn't even there. There's something I did want to figure out. Maybe the dynamic between the father and the mom.
Yeah.
Because at the end, it seemed like they were collective or together in their decision for their son. But throughout the throughout the show, you never saw his mom. And the way his father was reacting, it seemed like they were, estranged. Or their parents were divorced.
Yeah.
Anything else you found? I found out some information from Cho Hyun-wook about him.
Go ahead.
Again, I mentioned I've watched everything he's been in so far. But his first TV role was in 2021. But his first role was a web drama in 2019 called Real Time Love.
Yeah.
And I think he just took a chance on audition for it.
Yeah.
And I guess he didn't think he was going to get it, and then he got the role. And what happened was, at first, he actually was a baseball player. But then he had a serious injury, and the injury affected his play. I think he played baseball for 10 years.
Okay.
He got a serious injury, and he couldn't actually play baseball anymore. So he did a career switch, changed schools to an art school, and then started on this path to become an actor. And he recently won Best New Actor Award in 2021. For his role in Racket Boy and Taxi Driver. Again, can I tell you? It's funny.
I have that fact, too, that he was in Racket Boys. Yeah. I didn't finish Racket Boys.
I love Racket Boys. I rewatch Racket Boys ever so often because it's so cute. I think Racket Boy might be a webtoon or something, because how they filmed it.
It might be.
It did a lot of flipping. It did a lot of skipping and storylines. Like, it was, like, little small stories.
Yeah.
Pieces. Like, there's a main thread, but, like, it kept jumping. It wasn't, like, a through story. But the boys were so, they're adorable. They're talented racket players. I should go rewatch that right now. But I enjoyed him in it. I enjoyed all the kids who were in it.
He was also in 2521, right?
Yes, he was, which I know they're the one I watched.
Okay, I haven't finished that one.
He was great. He has been great in every role he does. He's really good. He's a natural actor, I want to say. Yeah. He's only started, 2019? And he says... Yeah. He's, had three shows in the 1 year. Good. Yeah, and he was in Taxi Driver. So a funny thing about Taxi Driver is...
Who was he in Taxi Driver?
You know in Taxi Driver how they had, little different cases?
Yes.
My favorite arc was the second one where it had the bullying case. So he played the bully or something of the school. Which was a great arc where the teacher would basically just handle these children. I should rewatch Taxi Drivers. I can't wait for Taxi Driver 2 to come out, because, listen, it was fun how they handled the case. It was real. It was fun, but he was in
that. Are they doing a Taxi Driver 2?
Apparently, I heard that they are doing it. Okay. Don't get my hopes up, but then they also been talking about Signal 2 for years, so I don't know.
I'm still waiting for the puppet show to not be a puppet show. Just
Artdale Chronicle, they definitely said that it was going to come back.
Okay.
It's different actors, though, which I don't understand how that makes sense. I'm not watching it.
Okay.
I really feel like the first actors were like, this is a bad idea. I'm not coming back. Song Joong-ki is like, I'm not coming back for this one.
Yeah.
You're going to have to recast, because I didn't expect the puppet show. So
the puppet show.
He probably turned them off too. You didn't tell me there was a puppet show. I thought I was signed on for 2 years. I don't even know what happened with that one. But it's great, he's only 20 years old.
Really?
It's very shocking.
Wow.
He's young.
So he probably just finished high school.
Yes.
Wow.
But yeah. Okay, that's what I found out about him. What about you?
I have similar facts, but I also have a fact that he's friends with Kim Min-koo.
That is?
I don't know.
I thought you knew who it was, but you said
no, but I'm guessing it's somebody very important.
You didn't look it up?
No.
I don't know that name off the top of my head.
I did it.
Kim? Oh, no, I don't know that name off the top of my head.
Yeah. And he went to multi-art school. That much I know. But I did find some facts about Park Ji-hyun.
I did too. Go ahead. You go first.
Okay. He was a former member of a group called 101.
I didn't know that.
And he was a child actor.
Yes. He started acting when he was 8 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
He debuted at 8 years old, let's just say.
One other cool fact that I found out about him is that his fandom name is called May.
Month?
I don't know why.
Maybe he's born in May.
Maybe.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I've got some, but I'm sure you can share some as well.
No, that's it. That's all. You said everything I had.
Okay. So he was also placed second place on Mnet's.
Oh yes, I forgot. Produce 101, which is the making of 101.
Okay, it's making of a group. Okay, and his role model is BTS's V.
You know, that's a great role model because V is my favorite BTS member.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
who Handsome V? Is.
I don't know
who the handsome is. One.
I have to see a picture of them. I just like their dancing, but I don't really know.
I will send you a picture of V. Okay. V photographs great.
Okay.
I have no idea what his backup plan is going to be. Like, you know, artists have another side gig. Yeah. I don't know what it should be. I don't know what it is, but I think it should be modeling.
Is that not him?
No, that's Jungkook.
Okay. Well, you'll show me pictures after.
Well, I'll show you pictures, of course.
Okay.
I follow V. I can show you pictures right now. You know what? No, I put my phone on airplane mode, so I can't.
Yeah. And he's been in several K-dramas, and that's my last fact.
So what's the several K-dramas?
I didn't elaborate.
I don't know which ones they are, but he's been in several.
He's been in several.
Okay, this is strange, but I don't even know how to expand on what we already said. We jumped ahead.
Yeah.
About directing, cinematography, acting, editing. We said we already loved it all.
We can elaborate on
how much we loved it.
Yes.
Like the soundtrack was great.
Yeah.
Like even just the instrumental is a bop. Like I'm on board for that. We mentioned the directing. The sound was great. I think one of my favorite, this is what kind of got me hooked though. So especially the intro scene, he's just in the class, there's someone at the front of the board, and they're just marking their test or the recent test and exam, and all you see is like circles, strikes, circles, and you hear the pen on paper.
Yeah.
Of the, and you're like, oh, this is like, I'm like, oh, he's getting a lot wrong, and then you see him like tense with the pen, and then next thing you know, you're at, and it's funny, the camera moved through the classroom.
Yeah.
So it's like a one shot. It got to the back of the class. And then every so often they showed close-ups of his hand or his sheet and crumpling the paper. And the next thing you know, this man has picked up a textbook and is swung.
Okay.
It was amazing.
That was amazing. But I was just like, what's wrong with him?
Exactly.
Right? Until they went back and showed what happened. And I was like, okay, I understand.
Yeah, I get it.
But I was just like, what's wrong with this young man? You know what I mean?
I had the same thought. I was like,
what
wow,
is your problem? You're too serious about school, you're intense. Sir. You're too serious about school, sir. That was my first
reaction. I felt like, with that reaction too, it felt like a teacher. Didn't it feel like when the teacher comes and doesn't know the story, just sees the last incident, and you're like, you go to detention, right? Yeah. But they don't know the backstory.
They don't know why you did that.
You don't know why you did it.
Yeah.
And you just want to, so my knee-jerk reaction was kind of like, hey, but relax, it's just a test. Like you, I was like, you're really intense about school. And then you find out the man drugged him.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Who does that? Who drugs someone?
Yeah.
For school, for getting a grade, just to get a higher mark.
And that's, he was just insane. Jealous because he was number one and he was number two.
First of all, also, I was so shocked that bully was number two. I thought he bought his grades, but apparently he's just smart too.
Yeah, but just not as smart.
Just not as smart. But I was very shocked that he was number two.
But in the whole school, that's like nothing to feel sad about. Do you know what I mean?
And this is the thing. I can't remember. Was it the whole school or it was a class? I don't know how they ranked the whole school. They probably did rank that high. But he takes, he took schooling very seriously.
The fact that he went as so far to beat him as to drug him.
Just because he irritated him so much.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what it was.
He called him out on his foolishness.
Yes, and he irritated him.
Yeah.
And he couldn't really bully him, but he knew that the only thing he cared about was grades.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember. Yeah, this is before he beat him up.
Yeah.
He didn't even touch you. He didn't have any, hasn't even touched you yet.
No.
All he did is tell you, don't mess with me. I warned you, leave me alone. Yeah. He even stole his clothes for some gym class or something.
Yeah.
And he allowed you. He said, don't push me to this limit. Don't do it.
He did warn him, but I was warned not him. Expecting what came on after. You know what? After this, I'm going to rewatch this again because I need to watch this drama again because it was really good.
It was so, so good.
It was really good. And I'm sure I'm going to pick up on far more subtleties of things that happened that I didn't notice from the first watch.
Mm-hmm. I love the tone, the color tones they use too.
Yeah.
Also, I love the friend, Soho, the friend who fought. This man just slept all day in class, you know? But he was always just like, hey, let's not bully people. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
And he was just like, so he always knew a limit. Like, he could see when people were going too far. He's just like, hey, yeah, you beat him up already. No need to go too far. Like, even their first thing, before they even became friends, the man swung on him too. He's like, hey, I need you to calm down. You're about to kill him. You should calm it down.
Yeah. And then when he went after him, he's just like, okay, I'm going to have to give you a mini beat down to show you I am not the one.
I love how you said that. A mini beat down to show you I am not the one. I'm not that one.
Don't mess with me.
Don't mess with me.
Let's be friends. Let's be friends.
Let you calm down and you buy me some lunch.
But even like when you were talking earlier about how they showed the backstories, even his, like when we just saw him, my first impression, why is he sleeping in class? This guy's not a good student. He's foolishness. And then when you see that he has this, he's working after school, that he's trying really hard and doing all these things, I was just like, oh.
For so all I that time, I thought he...
I misjudged based on first appearance of what I saw.
What I will also say about that too, yes, I felt like they were putting us in the point of view of a teacher.
Yeah.
Teachers are always misjudging students.
Yeah.
Not getting full stories.
Yeah.
You know? It was a very odd feeling for me. You know what I mean?
Because like, everything that I judged was wrong.
Exactly.
Based on what they showed me, based, you know.
There's a few like, things
this
we got.
This guy's too much about school.
Yeah.
This guy, he's a slacker. He just sleeps, you know.
And it's he was very fascinating, too, in the fact of, like, he'll do gym class and be, like, the top student. And the teacher will be like, why aren't you doing this sport? Why aren't you doing this? And he's just like... Yeah, I don't do it. Like he quit. I can't remember why he quit. Because I think he was boxing, right? Specifically boxing, or was it or mixed martial arts that he was doing?
I think he wanted to become a mixed martial arts artist.
I can't remember what the incident happened, or if it was that. Because for a while, I thought he was an orphan, and then at the end scene, you saw it's his grandmother who's raising him.
Yeah.
Because he's sleeping everywhere. He's sleeping at the school, sleeping in some room. Like, he's... I didn't know where he lived for a long time.
Yeah.
So I thought he was an orphan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he... It was interesting, like, his that he didn't abuse... Like, he knew he could beat up everyone. He could beat up everyone in school.
Yeah.
But he didn't go overboard. Because he could beat up everyone in school. Yeah. Especially, he probably was a black belt. And a black belt's like, if you do something, that's a crime.
Was.
That's called murder. Because your body's a weapon.
When you know, that scene happens and he tries to find somebody who's a good fighter to fight him. You know, who's comparable.
Yeah.
Because nobody to another can school. Beat this guy. You know? Sorry?
He had to go to some other school to go
get him.
He had to
go to some other school.
And
but they knew each other in that world of fighting.
And he beat him in that world.
And he beat him.
So they literally, then they tried to handicap him.
Yeah.
that was insane.
Yeah.
Their choice of how to handicap him.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. You could kill him. He's driving on a road. He could have died.
Yeah.
So I thought that was insane to me that, like, you guys still can't even beat him fairly.
Yeah, and let's put a little icing on top of that. Why are you in middle school doing all this ratchet foolishness?
How about the fact they're in middle school? That blew my mind.
When you told me that, I was like, no, Risa, you're wrong. And then when I was like, oh my God, she's right. I was like, they're in middle school and all this stuff is happening in their life?
I got confused of what age middle school is. Like, I still, what is middle school again? What ages is it?
I think 16? It's from grade...
Is it 16, 17, 18? 7
to 18? Grade 9. Grade 7, 8, 9.
So they're in grade 9. So they
high
should
school's
be
10, 11, 12, I think.
If they're in grade 9, that means they're 16, doesn't it?
Grade 9, yeah, 16.
These are 16-year-olds acting like so?
Yeah.
That was intense to me.
No.
16-year-old dealing in
grade 9, would you be 16 or would you be 14?
I think it's... No, I was 14 when I was in grade 8. I had an early
14,
birthday.
I was in grade 9.
You're in grade 9 at 14?
Yeah.
I was in grade 8 when I was 14 when I was in grade 8.
So anyways, they're probably 14, 15.
Because does that make sense? Because I feel like when I was in grade 12 or the senior level, I was 18.
Yeah.
So that'd be 18, 17, 16, 15.
Yeah, but they don't have 4 years of high school. They have 3 years. They have 3 years of middle school, 3 years of high school in Korea.
But middle school here in Canada is only 2 years.
It's
7,
only
8.
2 years. So 7, 8.
So therefore, it still evens out.
7, 8, 9. So yeah. So, but I'm saying the most they could be is 15.
I would say he is. You think 15?
Like the most they're 15. 14 or 15.
Oh, because it's grade 16. It's grade 10. So they're 15. Yeah. No, that's madness to me.
That's what I'm saying. They're like 14 years old.
Because they're in their last year. They're in last year of middle grade, I think.
Yes, but still, either 15. 14 or 15 years
that's
old.
That's crazy.
No more than that.
You're 15 years old. What are you dealing with fentanyl? How do you know? But they were in clubs. That doesn't make any sense. I know what I think happened.
I thought they were in high school, but then they were in middle school.
No, it probably happened.
What?
They probably aged them up because in the webtoon, it's called middle school. They say middle school. But maybe they aged them up for the show.
You know what? That's what I thought as well until when he transferred schools, it wasn't a high school he was going to.
It was another middle school?
It was another middle school, I think. And then I was like, hold on. So they were in middle school all this time?
You know what? My mind is so confused right now because I was
under the impression they were in high school and that they were working hard on their grades because they were getting ready for college. That's what I was thinking.
Middle
school.
We see them in clubs.
And they look too old for middle school.
We saw them in clubs, though. And we saw them... smoking.
To me, if they said they're supposed to be 16, 17, that would make sense to me. But apparently they were supposed to be in middle school.
They were in clubs, though.
I know. You can go to clubs when you're 14.
Excuse me?
You can go to clubs when you're 12.
That's clubs with alcohol they're having.
They shouldn't have been in that club. But there are clubs for kids under a certain age. You just can't drink unless you have ID.
Okay, I'm... My mind's boggled right now. I can't even deal with that anymore. Because, like, when I discovered that, the show was almost done and I was already dealing with the emotional nature of what happened. I was like, this is not right. Did they say middle school? No, this is a mistake. I just was like, I can't compute.
I thought it was, I My was mind wrong, was overloaded. But I really don't think I was wrong. I think that they were in middle school, which was shocking to me.
That was insane to me.
Other commenters said that. They were middle schoolers.
Because I feel that's what the webtoon is. But now I don't know if that's what the show did, too. I think my mind is mixing.
The last little part when it says "Welcome to the school," it's not a high school. It's not a high school.
Now I gotta look that up.
We got because he was trying to get into a better high school or the high school of his choice. So unless he starts in high school or maybe they weren't even in their last year of middle school. Maybe they're grade eighters.
I don't
know
anymore.
And they still have to go to grade 9 before they get to
high school. These grade eighters were doing the most. One of them got drunk in a club in Timor-Leste. Awesome. What's the blue drink? What's that blue drink? Absolute? What is it?
I have no idea. Listen, let me tell you. Okay, let's go back. When I was back in the days, way back, when I was in middle school, you know, you would think, how do these things happen? But I do recall small pockets of incidents that you think,
this shouldn't be happening when you're in grade 7 or grade 8. What is going on? Like, it was so off in another world that you weren't a
this
part of.
This is consistent, though. It wasn't that one-off incident.
I know, but there were... I'm thinking back to when I went to middle school. Did things like this happen? And yes, they did. Right? I just wasn't a part of that group because I wasn't allowed to get in trouble because then I would die.
I'm just trying to figure out how they got into the clubs. They had to have been of age to get into the club. Now I'm like, what's the legal drinking age?
Well, if they probably had money, so they didn't need a legal drinking age. They just needed somebody who would give them alcohol. Do you know what I'm saying? So they probably weren't doing these things. They were doing drugs. Alcohol is a problem right now. They were doing fentanyl. They had drugs. So clearly, rules were not a thing for them. Or
listen, I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't know. I don't know the ages anymore. Okay. I can't compute this. We have to move on. It's not making sense in my mind.
Okay.
The ages are, it's like, and then all I keep going is like, I got nieces. Like, what the heck are they doing right now?
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I gotta move past this because my mind is just like,
let's move.
They're in clubs in Tumarcy.
We'll find out.
He was drinking. I don't remember what that blue drink is, but I know it had a high alcohol.
Listen,
I can't remember what it's called.
The alcohol, the fact that they found drugs to go drug this person and stuff like that. I don't know.
Is Puff Daddy's drink blue? It looked like Ciroc, I think.
But they were drinking strong alcohol.
They were strong.
And they were young boys trying to jostle older girls, too. Buying them liquor and stuff. And I don't know how old they were, but they seemed too young to be doing any of that stuff.
Any of this. Okay.
Yeah.
I got to get past. In my mind, I'm just going to keep saying they're in high school. I just can't. My mind can't get middle grade, like middle school. I can't.
And that ends part one of our talk about Weak Hero Class 1. Until next time, folks. Miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you.